Once upon a time, there was you, a vibrant, intelligent woman seeking genuine connection in a world where Disney endings seem increasingly elusive. Enter Siggy Flicker, relationship guru extraordinaire, whose matchmaking prowess has created over 100 marriages and counting. Unlike conventional dating experts, Siggy's approach stems from an innate talent for understanding human connection that emerged as early as middle school. Her philosophy was born from personal experience, having lived through the fantasy marriage to her Jewish knight in shining armor that ultimately left her lonely and miserable before finding authentic love with Michael, a car salesman who embraced her true self. This transformative journey from fairy tale fantasy to genuine partnership forms the foundation of her refreshingly honest approach to modern love. Beloved by celebrities and featured across major media platforms, Siggy's no-nonsense advice has revolutionized how thousands approach relationships, cutting through cultural myths to help women discover what truly creates lasting happiness. Growing up surrounded by Barbies and fairy tales, many of us internalized the idea that a prince would someday arrive to complete our lives. My mother once wisely advised, "Girls, don't wait for a man to love you, and when he does, he should always love you just a little bit more." This simple statement contains profound wisdom about self-sufficiency that many women struggle to embrace. Take my client Lisa, who once tearfully confessed over lunch, "I just feel like I'm waiting for my life to start. If I'm single another day, I'll think I'll die." Her desperation was palpable, and that's exactly the problem. When we approach dating from a place of desperate need, we emit an energy that repels the very connections we seek. Men can sense this desperation instantly, like a warning signal flashing above our heads. The princess desperado sees every man as a potential savior, can't enjoy social events without lamenting her singleness, and isn't truly living her life. She's merely waiting for it to begin. But modern fairy tales like Frozen and Brave have evolved to show that today's woman doesn't need rescuing. She's the hero of her own story. There's a fundamental difference between needing and wanting a partner. You need shelter, income, and emotional support from friends and family. Everything else, including romantic partnership, is a want, not a need. When you approach relationships from a place of wholeness rather than lack, you transform your dating experience entirely. If you find yourself trapped in princess desperado thinking, consider a dating cleanse, a deliberate period of 1 to 3 months completely free from romantic pursuits. This means no dating apps, no flirtatious texting, and absolutely no stalking exes on social media. Like a juice cleanse rids your body of toxins, this relationship detox eliminates the frustration, defeat, and jealousy that accumulate from negative dating experiences. Use this time to invest in yourself. Find a therapist to process dating anxiety. Focus on physical activities that boost endorphins. Reassess career goals, strengthen friendships, and embrace adventures you've been postponing. After this intentional me time, you'll return to dating refreshed and recharged, with newfound confidence and interesting stories to share. Most importantly, you'll approach potential partners as a complete person seeking enhancement rather than completion. Most people approach their love lives with less strategic thinking than they would a career change. They operate on autopilot, vaguely hoping to meet the one without clearly defining what that means. But finding lasting love requires intention and self-awareness, a willingness to examine past relationships, identify patterns, and ask tough questions about what you truly want. The power of intention cannot be overstated. Rather than simply wanting any guy, you must clearly visualize the specific relationship you desire. My client Kara, for instance, kept attracting men who weren't ready for commitment until she articulated her intention. "I want a man who is emotionally available and ready for marriage within 2 years." This clarity helped her recognize and pursue compatible partners, while quickly disengaging from those who didn't align with her vision. Similarly, Denise transformed her dating life by shifting from a vague desire for someone nice to a specific intention. "I want a kind, ambitious man who makes me laugh and shares my love of travel." Within months, she met her now husband, a successful entrepreneur with a wicked sense of humor who had visited 20 countries. Your intention will reflect your current life circumstances and may evolve over time. Between my marriages, my intention changed dramatically. After divorcing Mark, I sought a partner who would love me authentically, embrace my loud personality, and accept my children unconditionally. This clarity led me to Michael, not the wealthy businessman I once thought I wanted, but the loving partner I truly needed. While crafting your intention, be mindful of common pitfalls that sabotage dating success. Unrealistic expectations, like my client Felicia's insistence on dating men over 6'4", along with a laundry list of other non-negotiables, drastically limit your options. After setting Felicia up with three men outside her comfort zone, including one who was 5'9", she was surprised to enjoy herself and realize how her narrow standards had constrained her possibilities. Cynicism similarly undermines potential connections. My client Caitlin approached her date with Dan, an elementary school principal, with such preemptive defeat that he sensed her disinterest immediately. Her inner voice had already convinced her it wouldn't work before they'd even met. This self-fulfilling prophecy cost her a potential relationship. Dan later happily dated someone else I introduced him to. Perhaps most damaging is insecurity, the belief that you're fundamentally unworthy of love. If you don't believe you deserve love, no partner will convince you otherwise. Your self-worth is your shield in dating. It prevents poor choices, protects you from being taken advantage of, and helps you bounce back from rejection. Instead of focusing on perceived flaws during dates, concentrate on determining if he's worthy of someone as remarkable as you. Finally, unresolved baggage from past relationships can prevent new love from flourishing. After my divorce, I constantly tested Michael by flaunting behaviors that had annoyed my ex-husband, trying to see if Michael would still love me. Eventually, I realized I was treating Michael as if he were Mark, projecting past hurts onto a completely different person. Only by recognizing and releasing these patterns could I fully embrace the relationship before me. The fantasy of a perfect partner magically appearing at your doorstep is just that, a fantasy. Finding love requires stepping outside your comfort zone, breaking routines, and creating opportunities for meaningful connection. Before venturing into the world, ensure you're presenting your best self. Dress confidently every time you leave the house because you never know when you might meet someone special. While inner beauty matters most, looking your best gives you a magnetic confidence that others notice. To maximize your chances of finding love, follow three simple daily rules. First, put your phone down and engage with your surroundings instead of scrolling mindlessly. Second, smile genuinely. Nobody approaches someone with a forbidding expression. Third, talk to strangers. Before he's your boyfriend, he's a stranger, so practice starting conversations with people you encounter throughout your day. These rules help you embody the FAB principle. Be fierce, looking and feeling your best, approachable, friendly and smiling, and broad-minded, open to meeting all kinds of people. My client Michelle discovered the power of this approach when she finally spoke to her longtime crush at the gym. Though he was engaged, their conversation led to an introduction to his identical twin brother, whom she eventually married. When looking for love, strategically recruit the right love pickers, wing women, who can accompany you on adventures and help you meet potential partners. The perfect love picker knows you well enough to highlight your unique qualities, pushes you to try new experiences, is regularly available to socialize with you, genuinely wants your happiness, and brings out your best self. Interestingly, don't go prospecting with single girlfriends. It's like bringing competition to a job interview. Consider going out solo sometimes, as it's easier for men to approach you alone than break through a group of friends. And don't neglect online dating. 1 in 3 couples now meet online, so use every available avenue to find connection. Remember that finding love requires proactive effort. The more you expand your social circle, try new activities, and remain open to unexpected encounters, the more you increase your chances of meeting someone special. Love rarely finds those hiding in their castles. It discovers those adventuring in the world with open hearts and curious minds. Understanding fundamental differences between how men and women approach relationships can transform your dating experience. My husband Michael offers this candid male perspective. Men are straightforward. They're either interested or they're not, with no elaborate games or hidden agendas. When genuinely interested, they make consistent effort to see you and build connection. What men truly desire boils down to three essentials: physical intimacy, support for their goals and dreams, and freedom from constant criticism. Unlike women, who often prioritize emotional connection and friendship, men typically place physical attraction first, viewing intimacy as vital as water. They also crave ego boosting and reassurance of their value in your life. Men process emotions differently, needing space rather than talk, and make surprisingly quick judgments, categorizing women within 5 minutes of meeting as either relationship material or just a temporary connection. This swift assessment is primarily based on physical attraction, followed by personality factors like humor and intelligence. The Men IQ quiz reveals other crucial insights. Men enjoy pursuing women they can't take for granted, prefer laid-back girl-next-door types over high-maintenance personalities, and value respect above all else. When arguing, they typically retreat to cool off rather than engage immediately. Their biggest relationship fear is committing to someone who isn't the one, and sexually, they value frequency over performance skills. To make the most of those critical first 5 minutes when meeting a man, make direct eye contact, greet him with a genuine smile, offer sincere compliments, initiate appropriate physical contact, like briefly touching his arm during conversation, and engage him with thoughtful questions or humor. While men make swift judgments based primarily on physical attraction, women typically take 15-30 minutes to evaluate a potential partner's availability, personality traits, and intentions. As you navigate the dating landscape, watch for three common types of problematic men. The bachelor, charming but commitment-phobic, especially if unmarried by his 40s, doesn't ask personal questions, and seems suspiciously perfect. The smotherer rushes intimacy with premature declarations like, "I could marry you tomorrow," seeking someone to fill a role rather than valuing you specifically. And the Peter Pan, immature, overly attached to his mother, drinks excessively, and lives in the past rather than planning for the future. Instead, seek the prince, a man who shows genuine curiosity about your life, remembers important details, makes consistent effort to see you, connects with your friends, communicates honestly, and takes time to develop a relationship beyond physical chemistry. Understanding these male archetypes helps you quickly identify potential partners worth your time and energy while avoiding those who will ultimately waste both. While men claim to hate games, they actually enjoy the pursuit, valuing what they have to work for rather than what comes easily. This isn't manipulation, but understanding male psychology and working with it rather than against it. I've seen countless women sabotage potential relationships by being too eager too soon, not realizing that men are hunters by nature who want to feel they've won a prize through effort and charm. For the first 6 months of dating, follow these guidelines. Let him plan dates, initiate communication, and don't be available every time he calls. This creates healthy space for desire to grow and allows you both to maintain your independent lives while building connection. When you move too fast, relationships often end just as quickly. Three essential guidelines for early dating. First, let him ask you out and plan the first few dates, even if you have great ideas or opportunities. Second, allow him to initiate calls and communication in the beginning. Respond enthusiastically, but don't be the constant initiator. Third, maintain your fabulous life and don't be available every time he asks. Limit seeing him to twice weekly maximum. Regarding physical intimacy, wait at least 2 months or 8 dates before sleeping with someone you genuinely care about. Sex fundamentally changes relationship dynamics, so establish trust and connection first. The more you value the potential relationship, the more carefully you should proceed. Before intimacy, ask yourself, do I feel comfortable? Am I doing this for myself or him? Can we discuss protection? Does he respect and trust me? Do I have commitment, or am I okay without it? As your relationship progresses through different stages, adjust your approach accordingly. For the first 5 dates, let him initiate communication, look for thoughtfulness, avoid oversharing personal issues, be gracious when he pays, decline last-minute invitations, see him maximum twice weekly. For dates 6 to 10, show appreciation, begin planning occasional dates, avoid family gatherings, be non-judgmental of habits, never lie, stay focused on the present. After 10 dates, casually introduce him to friends and family, avoid creating drama or tests, share more about yourself, refrain from discussing the distant future. In today's digital age, manage your social media presence thoughtfully. Avoid posting inappropriate pictures, delete photos with exes, refrain from posting sad quotes or relationship issues, showcase your diverse interests, consider it a red flag if he refuses to change his relationship status once you're exclusive, and don't obsessively post about a new relationship. The key principle underlying these guidelines is simple. Don't just play hard to get, actually be hard to get by maintaining your full, interesting life. As an amazing woman with options, you shouldn't be easily locked down. While women naturally desire connection, holding back serves important purposes, allowing you both to get to know each other better, ensuring his intentions, and building a stronger foundation. This requires balance. Be neither ice cold nor too available. Make him feel he's winning your heart without taking your affection for granted. Every relationship ultimately ends in either breakup or forever. It's what happens between those points that gets complicated. During early stages, your judgment is clouded by powerful hormones as you progress through love's 3 stages: lust, initial attraction, being consumed with thoughts of them, and attachment, developing a deeper bond. As relationships develop, you must keep your eyes open alongside your heart to ensure you're genuinely happy rather than staying out of fear or convenience. As your relationship develops, consider these critical questions. Do you share views on monogamy, marriage, and children? Are you spiritually compatible? Do friends and family support your relationship? How do you handle conflict? Can you discuss uncomfortable topics like money and sex? Have you both dealt with past relationship baggage? Can you envision a future together? Have you established mutual trust and respect? Are you having fun? Does he demonstrate good morals, character, and integrity? Answering these honestly helps determine compatibility before becoming too invested. Trust your gut, but don't ignore warning signs. Sometimes opposites attract despite differences, as with my clients Callie and Ira, who overcame religious and cultural divides to build a successful marriage through open communication and mutual respect. Watch for relationship red flags. If it brings more pain than joy, if you're expecting him to change, if you justify his actions or lie to friends about his behavior, if the same issues recur despite addressing them, if he puts minimal effort into the relationship, or if he's ever verbally or physically abusive, even once. When these signs appear, it's usually time to move on. When breaking up, be honest and respectful, preferably in person. I've had a nice time, but I don't feel we're a great match. The longer you've dated, the more explanation you owe. Treat others as you wish to be treated, unless they've shown serious red flags that warrant no explanation. Once you've been dating for months and your feelings are growing, it's reasonable to want clarity about your relationship status. My client Shannon learned this painfully when her football player boyfriend got engaged to another woman after 2 years of dating. They never discussed exclusivity. Though they saw each other regularly and seemed serious, they never talked about being exclusive or their future. This shows how dangerous assumptions can be in relationships. When questioning if it's too early to discuss relationship status after 4 months of dating, the answer is no, especially when you're intimate. You must look out for your interests by having an honest conversation about monogamy and intentions. With this information, you can decide whether to stay or walk away based on your needs. While finding true love is the goal, heartbreak is an inevitable part of the journey. Though painful, rejection and heartache can make us stronger if we handle them constructively rather than getting stuck in despair. Learning to bounce back from romantic setbacks is a vital life skill that prepares us to face relationship challenges without fear. My comprehensive heartbreak recovery plan consists of 6 essential steps. First, accept the reality of your breakup rather than scheming to win someone back. Second, call in friends for support instead of isolating yourself. Third, stay busy with activities like reading, yoga, or nature walks to distract yourself from obsessing. Fourth, commit to a 14-day technology detox to avoid social media stalking and reopening emotional wounds. Fifth, practice daily gratitude by writing down 3 things you appreciate each day to combat negativity. Finally, actively remind yourself of your worth by focusing on your unique qualities rather than perceived flaws. Additional practical suggestions include getting new bedding to remove the literal scent of your ex from your life, taking a vacation to create new memories, learning a new skill to rebuild confidence, treating yourself to something special, and removing physical reminders of your ex from your environment. The key insight: heartbreak recovery requires intentional effort and resolve, not just passive waiting for time to heal wounds. Women have shared their creative strategies for overcoming heartbreak. Juliet imagines her ex with embarrassing digestive issues. Christine adopted a puppy for distraction and companionship. Chelly donated her ex's sweatshirts to a textile recycling drive. Lila focuses on her ex's physical flaws. Kate temporarily avoids coupled friends to socialize with single women. Leah blocked her ex's number to stop checking for calls. Randy finds solace in running while listening to breakup songs. Lena wrote and performed a poem about her ex. And Amy turned leftover coins from her ex into a meaningful ring purchase. I warn against the lingering hookup trap after breakups, emphasizing that closure comes from within, not from an ex. One client claimed to be over her ex while unconsciously mentioning him repeatedly in conversation. To assess your emotional state, examine your thoughts, social media habits, jealousy, and comparison behaviors honestly. Writing a goodbye letter can be powerful therapy. I shared my own divorce letter to Mark that helped us transition to healthy co-parenting friendship. Our mutual respect culminated in Mark's appreciative card acknowledging our successful navigation of divorce without drama. 3 essential heartbreak lessons to remember. Pain eventually subsides, challenges build character, and future rewards are worth the risk. I love sharing matchmaking success stories like Doug and Alina, an opera singer and entrepreneur who fell in love at first sight during a lunch date at the Russian Tea Room. Despite Alina's skepticism and impending move to Philadelphia, Doug pursued her devotedly, proposing just 2 months after meeting. They married 7 months after their introduction, proving that sometimes, when you know, you know. I experienced this myself with Michael, where we knew we wanted to be together forever, but waited 6 years to marry due to family logistics, including my remarkable ex-husband, who moved to New York to maintain close relationships with our children. Lasting love isn't accidental, but requires recognition and nurturing of relationships with true potential. Before committing long-term, thoroughly assess your relationship. Consider whether your partner loves you for who you truly are, shares your goals and values, makes you feel attractive and desired, and demonstrates good character and integrity. Never settle out of loneliness, boredom, or the belief you can change someone. This leads to heartache and missed opportunities for genuine love. Priorities can shift with age and circumstances. My client Stacy had to reframe her idea of an ideal partner when her desire for children became paramount at age 38. She adjusted her criteria to focus on finding a kind, stable man who wanted immediate fatherhood, ultimately meeting and marrying someone different from her previous type, but perfect for her evolved priorities. Nearly 80% of the couples I've matched are still together, some for over a decade. Lasting relationships require consistent work. Even my partnership with Michael isn't perfect, but it's strong because we prioritize our relationship above all else, even our children. We maintain weekly date nights to stay connected and build our foundation on shared values and the understanding that the constant in life is change, allowing us to face challenges rationally rather than emotionally. My 10 commandments for maintaining happiness in marriage include maintaining physical intimacy, accepting your partner as they are, being fully present, staying positive during rough patches, willingness to compromise, valuing what you give as much as what you receive, maintaining realistic expectations, accepting that relationships evolve, fighting fairly with respect, and remaining faithful. Watch for 5 major relationship killers: becoming complacent and taking your partner for granted, infidelity, which betrays trust, expecting your partner to be solely responsible for your happiness, inability to weather difficult times together, and growing apart by losing the emotional intimacy that once connected you. Remember, if your relationship isn't growing, it's dying. Develop healthy conflict resolution strategies. Take deep breaths before reacting. Create space when emotions run high. Think positive thoughts about your partner, even when angry, and treat each conflict as a learning opportunity. Most importantly, don't go to bed angry. Resolve issues or agree to table them for later discussion, but restore peace before sleep. Writing a fairy tale gives you control over your heroine's happiness, wisdom, and courage, just like in life, where you're the star of your own story. The tools and strategies I've shared are designed to help you make smart love decisions, but your confidence and outlook matter most. As Brené Brown wisely notes, if we own the story, then we can write the ending. My final tool for you is to act as if. Behave as though you already have what you want to manifest it in your life. Act as if your dream partner is already in your life, as if you're fearless before dates, as if you're the flawless woman you aspire to be. This isn't deception, but a powerful psychological technique that aligns your behavior with your desires. Despite discouraging statistics or cynical perspectives, I wholeheartedly believe in true love. Now armed with practical wisdom, positivity, and effective strategies, it's time to write your own fairy tale, one that begins with you as the heroine, not waiting to be rescued, but actively creating the life and love you deserve. Remember that your story doesn't require perfection, just authenticity, courage, and an open heart. The most beautiful love stories emerge not from flawless fairy tale scenarios, but from real people who choose each other daily, through challenges and joys alike. Your happily ever after isn't a destination, but a journey of continuous growth, connection, and choice. As you close this book and step back into your life, carry this truth with you. You are already complete, already worthy, already enough. The love you seek will enhance your already wonderful existence, not define or rescue it. Now go forth and write your own magnificent love story, one authentic chapter at a time.